saving work in America, one show at a time. The Rick Smith Show.
Welcome back to The Rick Smith Show. Check out the website, therickssmithshow.com. Questions, comments, something on your mind, you can email me, rick at therickssmithshow.com. So the big story, I just saw this last night, and I it's one of those things that I really can't believe. Evidently, Staples, who has bought Office Depot, they're running around telling their employees that if they work over 25 hours, they're going to can them. And this is all about, they're going to fire people for working more than 25 hours because they want to get away from the Affordable Care Act. And in fact, you know, one of the change.org petitions I came across pointed out that the new policy has these general managers running around and telling people in the middle of sales that if you don't stop right now, you're fired. Absolutely insane. Absolutely insane what we're allowing to happen. Anyway, here to talk a little bit about what's going on with the post office and also this Staples deal, which I'll tell you right from the beginning, I'm 100% against the idea of Staples becoming this behemoth corporation having taken over Office Depot. Omar Gonzalez, thanks for taking time for us.
Oh, by all means, Rick. Thank you for having me on.
So, you know, I look at this first. I mean, are you surprised that Staples would take the position that if you have the audacity, the nerve to work more than 25 hours, that you're going to be fired?
I'm not surprised at Staples at all. They're a very anti-worker establishment and have been for quite a while. And this deal that they got going, trying to buy Office Depot, which supposedly could take about 9 months, that's an ugly pregnancy there. It's going to actually cost about 30,000 jobs. That's what the analysis is when they start closing up to 1,000 stores, if not more.
Yeah, they're saying, you know, between the two companies, they've got some 58,000 employees. And even, you know, every article that I've read have said, you know, at the end of this, what you're going to see is you're going to see probably almost half of those people losing their jobs. So it's, to me, I don't see the benefit of this merger for consumers. I don't see the benefit for workers. So the only benefit I can imagine is going to be for Staples.
Well, the combined stores is about 4,000 stores. So you combine everything, it'll be about almost 50,000 workers. And that's a combined assets of about $39 billion. And you're right. It's not about consumers. It's about money. We'll be paying higher prices. Already, a lot of our locals, since we're boycotting Staples, are complaining, you know, where are they going to go get their supplies from? Certainly not going to go to Walmart. So it's going to be a heck of an impact on a lot of people that do business in the supply business.
And then the other part of this, Omar, for me, is the taking over of post offices by Staples, this idea of putting a post office in a Staples. You're creating now this behemoth, and you compare that to the fact that their general managers are literally telling people in the middle of transactions, if you don't go punch out right now and go home, you're going to be fired simply because you're going to work more than 25 hours. To me, that's not the direction I want to see us go as a nation.
Well, that's the whole thing. That's why we oppose having a postal service inside Staples, who are serviced by Staples workers. They're at the mercy and direction of their management. There's no rhyme or reason for some of the things they do, except, of course, for profit. And, of course, the other two is that there's no sanctity or security of the mail, and we're concerned. We're concerned to the point of taking on this merger. We're urging the Department of Justice and the Federal Communications Commission to block the merger. And, you know, this is nothing new. They've tried before, successfully blocked in 1997, but here they're at it again. And it's all about money. They're really trying to compete with Amazon. Of course, no comparison, but in effect, the Staples management and the stockholders have shown that they don't have concern. They don't have concern really for consumers. It's all about the big buck.
Yeah. But isn't that more a corporate America thing? Because, you know, the more I look at this, you know, we're seeing this not just at Staples, but all across corporate America, as it's about the bottom dollar. It's not about communities. It's not about consumers. And it's certainly, certainly not about workers.
That's absolutely true. In fact, they estimate that about 1,000 stores will close. And some, of course, will be staples because they've already had plans to close stores this year. And as they close post offices and they close stores, where will the American public go for their postal services? And let me tell you, postal services can always improve, but we are steadily increasing our profits and at the same time providing quality service for the American public.
Yeah, even in the face of all of the attacks and all of the roadblocks put in the way, you know, closing down distribution centers and doing all the things that your former postmaster was doing, in my view, to simply make service slower and in my view, kind of destroy the post office, which I don't understand the whole point of making service slower. It didn't make any sense to me.
Well, and it still continues to make no sense. I mean, you're complaining about supposed internet impact on the postal service, and yet you're deliberately delaying the mail. And it's just deliberate delay of the mail, and at the same time contemplating increasing postage come April. So what does that do? It's deliberate. It just shows the American public that the postal service management has no concern for the actual customers of the post office. They see their customers as being the major mailers, when in fact it's the American people. 38%, they say, of Americans use the mail, and they say, oh, that's reason to close. That's nonsense. That's 118 million people still use. It's a viable service, and it made a profit over $1 billion last quarter.
Yeah, you know, the thing that gets me, Omar, is, you know, you look at this, and if you think that the post office of for and by we the people is doing things that may not be for the best interest of consumers by slowing things down, what do you think corporate America is going to do? What do you think the bottom line to a company like Staples, once we hand over the operations to them or any other privateer, what do you think the bottom line is going to be for them?
Well, basically, you hit it right on the head there. It's the bottom line. It's about money. See, service is lower, even lower now than they provided now under lower standards that the Postal Service imposed. But also prices will hike up. There'll be less places to go. Actually, Postmaster General likes to say, oh, well, no, we want it for the convenience of the American public, when in fact, the direct opposite is. It's for the convenience of big business. But however, mailers are starting to complain to say, hey, wait a minute, you're hurting us by slowing down the mail service. A lot of business is done through the mail. And it's still part of that very, very connected to the economy of the United States.
Yeah.
It needs to be protected. It's a national treasure that needs to be protected.
I'm right there with you. But, you know, I've had conversations with a number of folks who work within the Postal Service, and they're saying, look, you know, people are complaining to us because these changes made by the former Postmaster General, these changes that you know, the people who want to destroy the post office are making, are actually hurting individuals and consumers and people who, you know, their bills are being late and they're getting charged late fees. And a lot of this stuff that, you know, maybe we don't think enough about, but, you know, we depend on a speedy mail service. We depend on what we've come to expect from them in the past.
Well, that's absolutely correct. What used to take 1 to 2 days to get delivered now takes 3 to 4.
Yep.
And then they have this thing called load leveling, which actually they say, well, you spread out the mail as it comes in so you won't have so much mail on a Monday. Actually delayed it even 2 or 3 more. But, you know, you mentioned the former Postmaster General. Well, actually, all of this, reorganization or rationalization, they call it, was under the direction of the new Postmaster General, Megan Brennan. She was in charge of the reorganization of the Postal Service and actually implemented a lot of these programs. So
it's continuing now.
Much change. But yeah. So there's nothing that indicates she's going to change. She did, however, say, you know, we have to invest more in our employees. Well, la-di-da. Yeah, you have to, and that's what we're after. Actually, our contract is coming up for our negotiations. It expires in May. And what we want, we want better service through decent jobs. Give us the skills to provide America the best quality postal service. We can staff the windows properly, open up the post offices, and for that matter, reach out and get into banking and other type of revenue generating operations. It's doable if people want it to survive.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that because, you know, we've heard a lot about it recently, this idea of doing, you know, some banking within the Postal Service to, you know, to take away and maybe do away with these predatory payday lenders. I think it would be a great thing for low-wage workers and for, you know, for the economy as a whole if the Postal Service got into this business.
Well, you know, we're already set up for it. We actually have retail units. We sell millions and millions of dollars worth of money orders. We do overseas transactions, transactions to other companies and countries. I mean, we are set up for the business. We have the security, and we also have the means and personnel to do it. And we're everywhere. We're everywhere. Unlike a lot of banks, we are actually in more zip codes, well, because we have the zip codes, than any other bank or banking industry. And let me tell you, we've done it before. We've done the post office, can't actually get into the banking business.
Yeah, but for me, it's about saving. First and foremost, it's about saving my local post office. I don't want it in a Staples. I don't want it in a retail store that maybe might not be there tomorrow. And that's one of my big concerns. I look at this merger or this buyout, whatever you want to call it. As you've pointed out, a number of these stores are going to go by the wayside. And where do those stores go from? They go from areas that. In poverty areas, in low-income areas, where people really do need the services of the post office, I think more than folks in other areas.
Well, that's absolutely correct. That's absolutely correct. But even in the rural areas, the post office is trying to close post office and shut down the operations and reduce hours. It's just universal. And what happens when they do that is actually impacts our obligation to provide universal service to the American public, no matter where you are, on top of a mountain or down in the gorge. We deliver your mail, we process your mail, and we get it done. And we get it done at a very reasonable price. And we make a profit, despite what anybody says, that we're going broke, that we're this or that. We actually made a profit. But then, of course, we have this ridiculous burden to pre-fund our future retirees, and then on paper, we're broke. That's ridiculous. The whole system is meant basically to privatize the post office.
Yeah, so how do we stop that? I mean, what do our listeners do? How do we get involved? Because, look, when I throw this up to my friends and I go, hey, you know, they want to close our local post office and put it in a Staples store or in a couple of different Staples stores. What do you think of that? I've yet to find anybody who goes, wow, that's a great idea.
Well, the thing is, what we have to do is reach out to our Republican friends. There's some decent Republicans. We have a whole bunch of Republicans who are members of our own organization, the American Postal Workers Union. We got to reach out to them and say, look, now that these people are in power, you make sure they don't go around and kick your dog. And get them to reach out to their congressional representatives, because you have a lot of congressmen. You've had Congressman McKinley, Congressman Stapleman, and even Senator Sanders introducing legislation to stop this nonsense. Well, we can reach across the aisle to our friends and have them understand that this United States Postal Service is the people's post office, and it deserves to be around for the future of America.
Yeah, we just had Senator Sanders here on the program last week before his appearance here at the Keystone Progressive Summit. And, you know, he was talking about, you know, how do we save this country from the ideological far right? Which, you know, I look at the Postal Service as another one of those ideological fights where they know it's not going to be good for consumers, it's not going to be good for workers, but it is only about their ideology of nothing should be in the hands of we the people.
Well, you know, that's amazing, because if you look at all the other things that protect us, they come from government services, whether it's the environment, whether it's the roads, what you name it, it's a government service provided to the American public by taxpayers. The thing is, with the United States Postal Service, there are no taxpaying dollars going into that operation. And therefore, it's even more of a reason to save it. It makes money, it provides service, and it preceded the United States. Before there was a United States, there was a post office.
There you
go. In fact, the post office helped bound this country.
So if we wanted to get involved, if we want more information, is there a website we could visit?
Well, we can visit apw.org, and you can go to stopstaples.com. Lend us a hand. We need the support of the American public to keep this viable institution continuing to grow, and it is growing.
Yeah, so if you love your local post office like I do, you make sure you fight for it. And the Stop Staples campaign, I think, is a big start in the beginning of this. Omar Gonzalez, I appreciate you taking time for us.
By all means, Rick, thank you, and keep up the good fight.
Thanks so much. Always great talking to you. Let's take a quick break right back after this. Stick around. You listen to The Rick Smith Show. We're working people. Come to talk. They saw the food was everything to man.
Conservatism. Rick Smith.